Brett Hughes, director of the marching band, will accompany 89 students to Oahu, Hawaii on December 4th. They'll perform in several events throughout the 11-day memorial celebration. They submitted an application to perform in the parade back in the spring of 2015. Hughes says it's an honor to have been selected to represent Utah at the ceremonies.
They vet out the band on YouTube and on the internet, and they reach out to local directors and other music community members and get feedback on the band, and then make their selections based on that feedback and what they've seen on the internet and what they can figure out about the group. And so we were offered an invitation right before Labor Day in 2015.
Students, families, and chaperones have been raising money to help pay for some of the costs, but everyone agreed to cover their own expenses.
So some of that money that we've raised as a group will be used to pay for luggage costs and new gloves for the band and shipping of some of the stuff that we're not going to fly and things like that. We're going to have to pay a great amount to get the drums there and get the sousaphones there.
The organizers wanted state representation for each battleship that was in the harbor on the day of the attack.
The selection committee wanted to make sure that they had one band from each of the states that had a battleship moored at Pearl Harbor. And since the USS Utah was moored at Pearl Harbor that morning, they wanted to make sure they had a band from Utah. And so we are actually the official representative of the USS Utah in the state of Utah.
The band will perform three times throughout the week. One of the performances will be with the U.S. Marine Corps Band during the opening ceremonies.
We have a performance on December 5th at the USS Missouri, right off Ford Island. And then we'll be performing again on December 7th as part of the actual parade. And then we're performing December 8th over at the Polynesian Cultural Center.
Hughes says it's a big event with upwards of 3,100 musicians performing Irving Berlin's God Bless America together.
All the bands meet up at Fort DeRussy, and the U.S. Marine Band of the Pacific leads a mass band performance of God Bless America before everybody steps off and starts the parade.
He says the parade will be live streamed on PearlHarborParade.com starting at 9 p.m. Mountain Time on December 7th. Park City chaperones plan to video all performances, and Director Hughes guarantees they'll get posted on PCBands.net homepage. The band leaves for Hawaii on December 4th. They'll perform a send-off marching routine on December 1st at 6:30 p.m. in the Park City High School gym. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.